cats.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about the little bushy-tailed animals you see growing and coming to be up in trees?
There's squirrels, gray squirrels and fox squirrels.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to have lots of them, but they've been very few left here. Now, they say in the river swamps there's quite a few, but our fox squirrels, they're a hill squirrel, and they don't go to swamps too much. They want to live on the hills. And there's no pine timber, no, there are no hiding places for them.
So would you have a little one that would run around, like a little kind of animal that would run around below the trees in the ground, around the ground?
Well, we've got a flying squirrel here of over 1,000.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They can just leave a tree and go to another one 100 yards or something like that. Just leave the top of this tree and bow down and flip like that and come right up into the next tree. Oh, yeah, they eat up our pecans here. They're bad about that. Yeah. The worst thing we've got in the pecans. But I've seen a kid out here trap them until he gets 15 or 20 and then gets all right for them to turn them loose.
But did you ever have a little one that looked like kind of like a rat that would run around in the ground and do a hole in the ground?
Well, that's mold. I reckon you told about it. Stay yeah. under the ground.
Yeah, but this is a type of squirrel. No, this wasn't mold. This is a type of squirrel. Chipmunk or?
No, not that I ever seen one in this country.
Okay. Now, can you tell me about some of the fish you get here?
Oh, there's quite a few of freshwater fish different kinds. And we have trout and perch of all kinds, bluegills and all that kind, you know, that they talk about. And they're just native here. It's been here all the time. And then we have catfish, of course, and then when you get into the bigger bayous, you've got the little gars and everything else, you know, freshwater gars. Mm-hmm. Used to be down here in Fort Bay, it was one of the best fishing streams there was. But when I was about 20 years old, I reckon, or something like that. If I go down there, my daddy'd take a fish day son, there's no eating fish, and it's just full of gars. You could just see them all over the place. And he said, they come in there and eat the fish up or run them out. He didn't know which. But we got to where it was almost, where it wasn't where fish been, but I've been on it about the last 4 or 5 years, and I haven't seen any gars like used to be there. Used to be, and there's not one tenth what they used to be. But they were called, my daddy called them freshwater gars. Now, I don't know whether there's any difference in whether they can go out in the salt water and live in it or not. But, and we never did catch one, the thing to see what it looked like.
And some of the stuff you like, that you find in the sea, that say, not fish, but other animals, say something.
Well, I haven't ever seen nothing but what they had in zoos round about, you know, like big sea turtle.
Yeah.
And, I've never been down to Gulfport and seen their show down there with their porpoises and things. I've always wanted to go, but, I've been in the water when the porpoise come right close to me, stuck in the fish, scared me to death, but. And then it was dark at night.
Yeah.
You had a mullet, and you know, with a cast net to catch a mullet.
Yeah.
And you'd be in the mullet, and they wanted some deep too, so they'd come in and say, and the water would pop all over you. I hunted the hill.
Yeah. What kind of, the little small things, you find in the sea, though, you know, something like stuff pearls would grow in, you call those.
Like what?
Pearls would grow in these. They would be in
there. Oh, these little shells of all kinds.
Yeah, they'd be little shells and what would you call them? You'd eat them on the half shell.
Well, that's crabs you're talking about, I think. And, yeah.